Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Continuation of chapter 29 of the Spiritual Combat, the efforts of the devil to prevent the conversion of those who, knowing the diseased character of their souls, desire to amend their lives. The reason why their good intentions are frequently ineffectual. When I say willing cooperation with God, I do not mean mere desires or feeble or sterile resolutions by which so many are deceived. The following are the reasons. First, the foundation for such desires and resolutions is not mistrust of one's own abilities and confidence in God. The result is that a soul inflated with secret pride is so blind that it takes for solid virtue what is mere illusion. The remedy for this evil, and the acumen necessary to recognize it, must be obtained from heaven, which permits us to fall. This is done that our eyes may be opened by sad experience, that we may reassign the confidence we had in ourselves to divine grace, and that we may exchange an almost imperceptible pride for a humble knowledge of our own weakness. Good resolutions will never be effectual unless they are firm and steady, and they will never be firm and steady unless they are founded on a mistrust of one's own strength and on confidence in God. Second, when we make a good resolution, we merely consider the beauty and excellence of virtue, which attracts even the most vapid minds. But we never consider the difficulties of attaining it. Consequently, cowardly souls are dismayed at the first sign of trouble, and they hurriedly abandon their project. For this reason, it would be better for you to consider the difficulties which occur in acquiring virtue, rather than the virtues themselves, and to prepare yourself accordingly. You may rest assured that the greater courage you show in conquering yourself or defeating your enemies, the sooner will your difficulties diminish, and they will gradually vanish. Third, we are too concerned with our personal advantage, rather than with virtue and adherence to the will of God. This frequently happens when we are comforted by the consolations we receive in a time of affliction. Finding that the comforts of the world have escaped us, we resolve to dedicate ourselves to God's service. To be free of this charge, let us be careful not to misuse the grace of God. Let us be humble and prudent in forming good resolutions. Let us not seek extraordinary favors through rash promises, which are beyond our capacities to fulfill. If we are burdened with affliction, let us merely ask to carry our cross as we should, since it comes from God. Let this be our glory, and we shall seek no alleviation from earth or heaven itself. Let us implore only that God may strengthen us in our trial, and that we may patiently undergo the trials he sees fit to send. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Philip Neri used to say that he who bears the cross that each day sins does no small thing. He that bears the cross that each day sins does no small thing. As our Lord said, pick up your cross daily and follow me if you want to be my disciple. Pick up your cross daily. Do you see at the end here what Father Scupoli is saying? He's saying something very, very similar. When we're burdened with an affliction, ask the Lord to help you carry it. Merely ask him to help you carry the cross as you should. Why? Because it comes from God. We're like Simon of Cyrene, forced to carry the cross coming in from the country. We have to ask the Lord, let me carry this. You allowed me to have this. Let me carry it. Don't let me seek alleviation. Just strengthen me in this trial. Give me patience to undergo it. This is somehow from you. Do you see that kind of mentality of wanting to actually do something for the Lord, wanting to be faithful in what he's allowing us to undergo? That is what allows us to grow in the spiritual life. But if we have just mere desires, mere good resolutions, mere thoughts, mere desires, without actually being willing to carry the cross, to do something for the Lord, to do something about getting out of the state of sin we're in, then we're just more and more in the devil's grasp. He's happy for us to have all these kind of desires. He's happy for us to be thinking, thinking, thinking. Why? Because those are not firm and steady. And they just actually make us think we're holier than we are. When someone asked St. Therese if she was proud that she had desires to be a martyr for God, that she wanted to give her life for God, to shed her blood for Christ, she said, that's not what makes me pleasing to God. You think that I have this incredible desire, which she did, that that's what makes me pleasing to God? She said, no, what makes me pleasing to God is that I want to carry the cross that he sends me, that I'm in his hand and I'm submissive to what he wants from me. So the danger of desires makes us think that we actually are doing the things we desire. A second danger with these desires is we're focused on the beauty of doing these great things that we don't even think about all the obstacles. And therefore, we don't actually end up doing these good things because the obstacles get in the way and we give up. So we need to be very, very prudent. Think about all the obstacles. And then finally, we have to be careful that our thinking about what we want to do, forming our resolutions, that they don't all just center around ourselves and our own self-perfection and our own growth in the spiritual life. We have to be centered on the will of God, adhering to the will of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.